Everybody wants the leader to lead. Only, of course, if the leader gets their permission first. I'm Vashti McKenzie, and this is your wake-up call. Leadership is an experience that often includes conflicting elements. Whether one is elected, appointed, anointed, or the designated hitter, there is always the flip side to leadership. On the one side, there is the mysterium, and on the other, the mundane. The exceptional on one side and the mediocre on the other. Those who think they are immortal, and then there's the rest of us. The called and the chosen, the sent and those who just went. The wheat and the tares, the good and the evil, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood. That's Bible. Leadership is an experience that often includes conflicting elements. The diversity of leadership experience includes both burden and blessing, sunshine and rain, rapture and pain and gain, test and triumphs, testimony and tribulation. Leadership then has promise and peril. There is the promise of a better day and the peril of insulated, isolated decisions. There's the promise of peace and the peril of sending a warrior to make peace. The promise of intellect and preparation and the peril of head without heart becomes arrogance. The problems of courageous solutions and the peril of only one right answer. The promise of significance and the peril of success. The promise of hope and the peril of disappointment. The promise of achieving against all odds and the peril of overconfidence. The promise of opportunity and the peril of wasting it. Leadership has promise and peril, and it also has passion. According to author Jim Coos and Barry Posner, any thought of leadership must include the word passion. Passion. For most of us, it means fervor, enthusiasm, zeal, energy, intensity, exuberance, or excitement. But when you dig a little deeper into the word passion, you soon learn that passion comes from the Latin word for suffering. So passion is suffering? A passionate person is someone who suffers, and a compassionate person is someone who suffers with and shares in the suffering of someone else and wants to take action to alleviate the condition. Thus, the best leaders are those who suffer the most over their decisions, but still retain their ability to be decisive. Is that you? The tapestry of leadership is woven with paradoxical threads. The truth of the matter is leadership is hard work. It's not easy, no matter how easy you make it look. Oh yeah, we want leaders. And then we turn around and want them to get our permission to lead first. John Gardner once wrote, "A loyal constituency is one when people, consciously or otherwise, judge the leader to be capable of solving their problems and meeting their needs." He didn't mean that the leader's response to events and circumstances mean they should all fix all the problems and fulfill every needs. It means that people willingly follow someone who is attuned to their aspirations, ambitions, fears, and ideals. I wonder, is that you? I'm Vashti McKenzie, and this is your wake-up call.